Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.
Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips for today. I'd like to talk about companion planting since it is something many people ask about and are keen to implement in their gardens. Companion planting is basically the practice of grouping together certain plants that are beneficial to each other when grown together, especially in vegetable gardens. The main reason for doing this is to protect plants from pests and diseases. Another reason is to fit more plants together into a small space. I'll share some examples of plants that can be grown together. When it comes to protecting your plants from insect pests, companion planting means growing a variety of plants together, making it harder for an insect to find the specific plant they are looking for. Marigolds, for example, are good for repelling insect pests because the strong marigold smell confuses them. The French marigold in particular is effective planted near veggies. French marigolds are especially good companions for celery, tomatoes, lettuce, and peppers. The marigolds repel earworms or nematodes, which these plants are susceptible to. Other fragrant plants that confuse pests are herbs like oregano, lemon balm, and chives. Rosemary, thyme, sage, and lavender are more examples of perennial herbs that you could grow on the edges of your vegetable plot. Another example of a disease-repelling plant is chives, which is often planted near roses to help keep fungal infections like black spot away. Then, when it comes to companion planting in order to use space efficiently, you need to take into consideration the different growth habits and shapes of certain plants. For example, lettuce, which expands above ground, grows well as a companion plant next to onions, which expand underground. The plants are next to each other but not competing for the same space because they have such different shapes and growth habits. You can also mix a fast-growing plant like radish in between slower-growing crops like carrots, lettuce, peas, or beans. The radish can be pulled out and harvested long before crowding the other crops. That way, you can grow two crops in the same space. I've made a list of vegetables with plant companion suggestions that will grow well together. I've uploaded it so you can find it on my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have fun as you improve the health of your plants by playing around with some of these plant combinations. Have a great weekend.
Yo, yo, check it out. If breakfast is the most important meal of your day, rockin', ladies and gentlemen, then you need to have yours in the company of friends.
It's always on.